What is up, world? Jack of No Trades. We're back. Tay, what's up, buddy?
Dude, I'm a little upset today. I'm a little on edge.
Why, man? What's going on?
I feel like I spend too much time with disabled people. It's bad.
This is an interesting start.
Yeah.
What?
I know. It sounds awful.
Yeah, you're not starting off very sympathetic.
Okay.
At all.
Hear me out. So, I feel bad for people that are born with disabilities.
Okay.
Mental and physical. And I like to help out when I can. You know?
What do you help out with? What?
Like being like a friend, like being nice to them. Like,
you mean just being a decent human being?
Yes, just being
and treating them normal?
Yeah.
Wow. So noble of
yes,
you.
But like, once you've been helping out disabled people for too long, you start getting upset about it. That's where I'm at.
Taylor, you have some problems if you're starting to resent these people. Most people go, I love them more.
I know.
I'm grateful for my time with them.
I know. It's wrong. It's not good. But I'm honest on this podcast. This is Tay right here. This is me.
Brutally.
I know it's wrong, but that's how I feel right now. You asked how I was doing. You want the answer?
Was there a specific person or event that triggered this comment?
Well, last night.
Oh man.
So there's this kid. I think he has fetal alcohol syndrome. Pretty sure.
Okay.
And he wanted to have a birthday party. And so I was like, sure, I'll go. I'm not super close to the kid, but I was like, I don't want this kid to have no one show up at his birthday party. That's kind of messed up. So I went. He wanted to go to a family fun center, which I didn't know that adults did that, but we did.
So we're talking arcade. We're talking
arcade,
mini golf,
bowling, laser tag, all that shit. Mm. And it's freaking expensive, dude. It's freaking,
yeah, especially for a bunch of 20 something.
It's almost
right?
$20, dude, for one person. It was expensive.
Might as well just go get drunk, dude.
For real, I could think of a lot of better ways to spend $20. But, but this kid, like his close friends, none of them showed up.
Oh, no.
Freaking messed up.
Was he butthurt about it? Was he bummed out?
Yeah. So me and my crew show up for his birthday, and he's not thrilled because we're not like his close friends.
Sounds so awkward, everything about it.
Yeah, and I had to, like, entertain the kid, make sure he had a good time. And I was a little upset about it. I want to be honest. I was mad at that kid's friends.
If you're going to tell a story, don't lead with, I'm sick of disabled people, A. Honestly, like this kid, I think I know this person you're talking about, and they're pretty functional. They have a job. They can drive. Might be a little on the awkward side, but they're not exactly what you would consider a disabled person.
I would consider them disabled.
Wow. But you better hope none of those people hear this, because
hey,
you will be screwed.
I didn't use specifics. We're good.
You'll be in the hot seat worse than good old Donald.
Bring it on.
You keep going.
But I digress.
Oh,
that has nothing to do with what we're talking about today.
No, not at all. We actually have a guest, an esteemed guest, my favorite guest, Natalie. Welcome to the podcast.
Hi, Jack and O Trades World. It's good to be here.
We're glad to have you. Should we just get rid of the elephant in the room? Just talk about it right off?
No, that's okay.
You don't want to tell everybody the truth?
Yeah, I'm a makeup artist.
Natalie is a makeup artist. And you can't tell, but she looks beautiful with her makeup on right now. No one can tell, though. Tay, you can't see her, can you?
I can't. They are in a different place. I cannot see her right now.
We are external. So that's the big rub, is that we're doing a podcast about makeup, but you're not going to see any makeup today. Wow. What a shitty production we put on here at Jack and No Trades. So Natalie, tell us about your experience with our podcast. What's been some of your favorite episodes? What have What have you hated?
Well, are you gonna gonna say your relationship? I feel like you should.
No. I feel like people, it won't be as credible if I'm like, oh yeah, we have my wife on.
Well,
it's over now.
You just said it.
I was joking about it with the elephant in the room comment, Taylor, but you don't understand sarcasm.
That's right. That's right. Well, I did understand, but the people
no,
at home
you did.
Didn't. Yes, those two
no,
are married.
Everyone.
Can we edit this out?
It's been recorded. It's going to come out. All right. I was trying to be cute about it, but Taylor blew it with his lack of sarcasm meter. All right. So back to the original question.
Can we start over?
We've started.
No. We just roll. We just roll here. No restarts.
So favorite episodes and least favorite episodes. Or have you ever listened to it? It's okay. We need to know how biased you are towards this production.
Yeah, I listen to every episode.
Really?
But I don't always love every episode.
Ooh.
There are some episodes that appeal to me more.
Yeah, so what's one of your favorite episodes?
I really love the Off the Rails.
Mm.
I think it's just new and fresh. You guys just go places.
We go everywhere.
Sometimes you're not expecting.
Yeah.
So, it's a good one.
All right. What do you hate?
Not a big fan of the Taken.
Oh! Whoa!
We're Taken people.
Jeez, that hurts.
Why?
That hurts.
I just, it just doesn't quite appeal to me.
Is it the rape?
It's the rape.
Wow. Wow. Well, you guys...
You hear that, Taylor?
Yeah.
Girls don't like hearing about rape.
No one likes hearing about rape, and that's why we need to talk about it. It's a real issue in this country, and you can just bury your head in the sand and pretend it doesn't happen, like, all the time, but there's someone being raped right now. Just want you to think about that.
So why not shed some positive light on it? Why do we have to tell a story about more people being raped?
Well, it's people getting revenge for being raped or experiencing a rape.
Actually, it's the reverse, because somebody is allowing people to get raped, and he keeps coming out the winner of every situation.
Shit.
There's no way out of that one.
I'm just going to plead the fifth on that one.
You need to just create a Taken episode where Brian's tortured for his sins, and it all comes full circle.
I can't do that to the character.
The only way.
I can't do it.
Well, we'll see where you end up with Taken, dude. Somehow you've milked it for more than I could have ever imagined. So good on you for being creative, because there's really not a lot to go with Taken. Mm. So, well, Natalie, that's not surprising. Taken isn't exactly the most popular. It is the most controversial, though. So good on you, Tay, for that one.
That's right. Everybody loves a little controversy.
We do. We do. Look at our news cycles today. So, let's get to the real, real question today. Guys, we don't understand everything about women. Heck, I'm going to throw it out there and say that men don't understand 90% of all women and things that women do. True or false, Taylor?
I understand less than 1% of women.
Ooh.
It's
an even worse percentile.
Yeah, it's bad.
I think as a single guy, you understand maybe 1%, and then as a married man, you understand maybe 2 or 3%.
Wow, generous.
Hey, that's 100% increase though.
It's a big increase, 200% even, right?
Yeah.
I don't understand math, but so men are constantly trying to understand women for various motives, right?
Yes.
Companionship, friendship, sexual conquest, whatever it may be, men are trying to figure out women, but we can't. And one of the biggest gaps in any man's knowledge is understanding makeup. Right?
Yes. People and men specifically don't understand how much work goes into the makeup process. Am I right, Natalie?
I think you're absolutely right.
there's a moment. Go ahead, Taylor.
I think that most of the time, men think that makeup consists of putting on lipstick and maybe a little bit of eyeshadow. But there's so much more than that.
There's a lot of steps.
Yes, I've had the steps explained to me. It's intimidating. I can't imagine doing that every day. The amount of time wasted. So
let's give you a little context here. Natalie would be what you would call like some nerd that's played Dungeons and Dragons or World of Warcraft for like 100 years and has the most powerful character on the internet to makeup. She watches I don't know how many different makeup artists. She has her makeup certificate now. She has more trips to Ulta than I do to the bathroom, and that's saying something. Am I wrong? She's nodding her head yes, because she knows I'm right.
Squirty shits.
How well do you know makeup, Natalie?
I would say I have a pretty good knowledge of it.
Would you say if you had a makeup expert?
I would say I'm a makeup expert.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, for all of our listeners at home, could you walk us through the makeup process in under 2 minutes? Just
even better. Taylor, you attempt first, and then Natalie will correct you.
Even better. Taylor will attempt first. Then Ben will attempt. Oh, then I'll tell you guys the truth.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to start. And Natalie, fill in the gaps where I'm wrong, okay?
I guess I get to try and fill in the gaps that I think you're wrong, and then she'll correct both of us.
Okay.
Because she likes to be superior.
Okay. So the first step to makeup is the foundation, correct?
I'm going to say yes. Foundation should be the beginning. But I'm gonna back you up a second. And girls probably want to clean their skin, exfoliate it beforehand.
Oh, right, right. So in the shower, they get their brush. I have one of these brushes. They're delightful. I can't remember the name brand one. But anyway, it's a spinny brush that exfoliates
your skin. So
Natalie
uses a Clarisonic is the device you're referring to.
Yes.
So you got to clean the palette before you can put on the foundation. All right, keep going. All
right, so you get the foundation. It's like a cream, basically. And you apply it evenly to your face and everywhere that you want makeup on. So that helps get rid of bumps in your skin, acne, other less desirable marks on your face. Right?
I'm going to concur with that statement.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we're doing so good. We haven't been corrected yet. So
she's waiting to the end.
She's waiting to the end?
Yeah, we're just going
to
give.
Okay. I will say before you put foundation on, most girls like to moisturize their skin and prime it. Just so it's ready because you don't want to put
foundation
right onto your
skin.
Didn't I say that?
It's like painting a wall. You got to put the primer on first.
Didn't I say that though, basically?
No, you said you wanted to clean the skin.
Oh, excuse me. I thought clean was all that shit you just said.
Oh, okay.
Man.
Okay, so we've cleaned, we've exfoliated, we've moisturized, and now we have put on the foundation. Okay, next step.
So we got our base. So next is the concealer.
Yeah, that's to cover up all the crap on the face, right?
Correct. And that helps give you some color in your face. Maybe you're a little pale. Maybe you want a little color.
No, wait. That's blush, isn't it?
Not necessarily.
No, because concealer is covering it up, so it wants to blend in with your skin.
Concealer is even lighter than the shade of your foundation. Because you want to make, like, dark circles or any other parts. Like, you want to kind of make them bright and disappear.
This is complicated. Okay.
Okay.
So, we've concealed.
So, foundation, we've concealed or covered up the nasty parts of our face.
Mm-hmm.
And then we move to the eyes, right? Are the eyes the next part?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
hey, you're better than expected.
Yeah, I know. This. Someone explained this to me years ago, so I'm trying to remember.
Taylor's looking it up on Wikipedia.
I am not. I don't do that.
Is there a Wikipedia page on applying makeup?
So this is where...
Like, the steps?
There could be.
I'm sure there's an e-how on it.
Is there different theories, like, or, like, approaches to it?
Yeah, like every woman does it differently. Like, I know a lot of girls that do their eye makeup first. And then, like, if you're doing a really complex eye with, like, really dark around your eye and things, you want to do the eyeshadow first so that you can clean up and it doesn't fall out on your skin, like, get black and dark everywhere.
Damn, you gotta think ahead with this stuff.
Wow.
But this is how, like, on a normal day, I would approach my makeup.
Huh. Okay. So then...
There's no right or wrong.
So there is a right, though. You gotta start with cleaning the face makeup and foundation.
Makeup is an art. It's an art form, apparently. Okay.
Okay.
So we're working on our eyes.
Yes. So then we apply the eyeshadow, which is when you close your eyes, that's, like, the colored part of, like... Where you're like, when she blinks, you're like, oh, she's got blue there. That's weird. That's the eyeshadow. And then,
what's your favorite color of eyeshadow, Taylor?
I don't like eyeshadow, to be honest. I like a natural tone if I have to pick one. So
Taylor, does my eyeshadow look natural?
I'd have to look at your face again. I don't remember what your eyeshadow looks like. Let Ben answer that.
I love really natural eyeshadow, and I love to just put it right in the crease. That just gives it a little more definition.
Okay.
But then there are those times that you want to be fun and do something else, but...
That's called girl pretty. That's when you're looking pretty for other girls. and so then you apply the eyeshadow, and then this is where you apply your false eyelashes, if you're into that. I know some people are. And mascara, which goes underneath the eye.
No, eyeliner goes around the eyelid, and then mascara goes on the eyelashes to make them look thicker.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I've gone to Ulta a lot. I've spent a lot of time in Ulta. My routine when I go to Ulta is I first do a deep sigh the second I walk through the door. Just a, oh, gosh. And then she looks at me and says, I'm just going to be a minute. And I go, uh-huh. And I immediately walk to the cologne section, and I take a big whiff of the coffee beans, and then I smell one cologne exactly. And if I like that cologne, I leave. If I don't like that cologne, I take another deep whiff of coffee.
We're getting a little off topic.
No, I'm going to tell everyone. I need to let this out, because people need to know what I do when I'm in Ulta. I then... If I smelled a bad cologne, I go and find another one and repeat until I find one that I can leave on and spray on my body. I then walk to the blow dryers, and I play with about 5 of them. I like to start with the worst, like the cheapest one.
I don't know why you play with the blow dryers.
Well, they're the only things that I can like really understand. And I'm trying to understand why one's more expensive than the other, because they all basically seem the same. I blow them all in my face. They all have different functions, but apparently I can't figure it out. So I play with those, and then I go stand in a corner and I play on my phone for the next 25 minutes, and then we leave. That's my visit to Ulta every time.
Okay, our whole visit to Ulta is 25 minutes.
Yeah, I get through the cologne and the hair dryers really fast. It's streamlined. Sorry. All right. So, did we nail the makeup process or what?
Well, we forgot the like, if you're gonna put a little bit of blush on, which I'm not a fan of blush, to be honest.
Shit, I thought blush already happened.
Uh-uh.
No.
Okay.
So this is where you start getting into like, this is where your preference comes in, right? Like, mm-hmm. you've got your main makeup. You could go outside with that and be presentable, but this is the cherry on top. So you apply the blush, which is like when you see a girl that's got like red around her cheeks and you're like, why does she look like Mr. Mime from Pokemon?
Well, that's the thing about makeup. If you're seeing like really obvious big spots of red or things, like it shouldn't be obvious. It should look really natural. Like, oh, she looks so like glowy and blushed.
But girls clearly don't want to just look natural when they put makeup on.
Some girls do. Some girls don't.
Hold on. Let's put a pin in this topic. I want to come back to this. Let's just finish the process first. So after the blush, that's the last thing, lipstick, right?
Yeah.
So we did it. We got through the makeup process. So
that was basically 100%.
I would give you guys a 75.
What? Why? What did we miss?
You guys missed contour. You guys missed bronzer. You missed highlighter.
Oh.
You missed eyebrows.
Damn it.
Aw, man. Do you do that every day?
I do.
All those steps.
So how long, on average, does it take you every morning to do all those steps?
If I'm just going to work, I will usually take 20 minutes to a half an hour. Just do all those steps, but maybe not, like, you know, more intense. Maybe I don't want to have a real chiseled face that day, you know, so I just do every step, but a little bit less. But if I want to look nice, sometimes it could take me 45 to an hour.
So here's the heart of the question. You feel you look nice depending on how you do your makeup. If you walk out the door without makeup on your face, you don't feel presentable. True?
Yeah, but that's just because I'm a, what we call a makeup whore.
I didn't say it.
It's a real thing.
Hashtag makeup whore. Look it up.
That's right.
Hashtag party goblin. Oh,
gross. Okay. So now here comes the question. Mm-hmm. We hear people say that they want a girl that's pretty without makeup. Agree or disagree with that mm-hmm. statement?
Yeah, you do hear guys say that.
Well, okay, let me... So people say that, right? But if you're doing your makeup right, then that thought should never even cross the dude's mind, right?
I'm gonna quote Chris Pratt on this one. Chris Pratt was asked in a Glamour magazine interview. He was asked, do you like your wife more without makeup or with? And he was like, well, I know I'm supposed to say, like, I like her natural, I like her without makeup. But he was like, I personally like a girl that takes care of herself. I like when my wife does her makeup and, you know, wants to look good. And he's like, maybe that's not the popular opinion, but that's what I like. And I really like that because, yeah, like I like to do my makeup. I like to take care of myself and look good.
Looking good. I think it's an interesting balance, right? Because for me as a man, I wake up, I get in the shower, I dry off, I throw my hair up, and I can walk out the door. I don't put anything on my face. At best, I need to just make sure my beard is decent, right?
I try to make him wash his skin and moisturize, but that happens maybe a couple times a week. So, yeah. Men, you should be doing that.
I try.
If you don't have a wife to keep you in line, this is me telling you, you need to be doing that.
So somehow we've skirted by as men as not needing to put on makeup to be presentable. While women, generally... If you see a woman's face without any makeup, it can be a clean face, but if it doesn't have makeup on, you're somehow like a step down, you know? Which I guess is why I think some men feel like they need to tell women that they don't like makeup, because that's like automatically they're saying like, I don't like you. You know what I mean?
Do you think that the reason that is because men feel like it shows if a woman cares about her appearance? By putting on makeup? You think that's part of it? Like I can tell she cares about her appearance because she took the time to do her makeup today.
I would say so, yeah.
That's part of it.
Because, I mean, when you see a girl going around without makeup, you think, lazy, she didn't take any time to doll herself up. Why should I care about her? Because she doesn't care about herself, right?
Well, you know what's really interesting is... Sometimes I do go out without makeup, which is really hard for me. Mm-hmm. But when I do, people don't treat you as nicely. Like, people are so, I feel like they're so nice to me and so, like, oh my gosh, like, just want to chat and whatever when I have makeup on. Maybe tell me my makeup looks good. If I don't have makeup on, they're like, yep, have a nice day.
So you, screw you. So makeup less.
Does the door hitch on the way
makeup
out.
Makeup less women. Are second-class citizens, almost. Is that what you're trying to say?
No, I'm not. I'm absolutely not saying that. If you're a woman and you're listening to this podcast, you don't give a crap about makeup, that's fine. I am just really, like, passionate and enthusiastic about makeup, so.
You're also a complete outlier if you're a woman listening to this podcast, so thank you. Thank you for being here. You know, I was thinking about makeup, and there's always, like, I would say I would be one of those people that's like, I don't like girls that wear too much makeup, okay? I used to say that. And I think that what I meant to say was, I don't like girls where I can readily tell they have lots of makeup on their
face.
Yeah.
Fact. That is correct.
You kind of can look like a clown. Like, it's just like, it's apparent where there's patches of things you've put on your face. And I'm not one to be very detail-oriented, so if I notice something, I'm like, that chick tried way too hard. But I will say this. Growing up, like middle school, high school, you see girls that you're like, oh, she's really pretty. She's really attractive. And then you get a glimpse of her without makeup on. And you go, ugh, what happened to her?
One of the clickbaits that always get me is when it says, 20 celebrities without makeup. So I click on it, and I am horrified by what I'm looking at. I'm like, they look like completely different people. This is crazy.
And that's next level shit. They do that airbrushing, which I don't even understand what that is.
Yeah.
What's airbrushing?
Airbrushing is basically just makeup put into, all of it is like in a kind of liquid form, and you spray it on your face like an airbrush.
Wow.
Why is it better?
It's better because it basically just like blurs the face. It blurs any imperfection, as opposed to doing it like with a brush or some of the other tools.
Well, it'll be applied more evenly, right?
It's applied more evenly and more softly, which makes it look more natural. Like when you see those girls with big, huge, like red rosy cheeks or like makeup that's too dark, it's kind of all about, like, makeup really is a serious art. You have to know, like, the right pressure to use with your makeup brush or, you know, where and how much. And when you get that airbrush, it kind of takes that away, and it kind of just allows you to put makeup on but do it soft and natural and make it look really
nice. Well, why doesn't every woman have an airbrush then?
They are so expensive.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So that's why it's only
you have to
reserved
buy an airbrush
for
machine,
the echelon of
then,
society.
Yeah, you have to buy an airbrush machine, and then all of the makeup, all of the airbrush makeup, comes in its own thing. So then you have to buy all of that too. So, and then you have to learn how to use it, which is a whole nother thing.
I feel like if I tried to airbrush my face, it would go horribly wrong.
I feel like I'd like blind myself. I'd just shoot it straight into my eye.
Yeah.
All this makeup.
How do your eyes not burn from putting all these substances on your face? I feel like my face would just feel uncomfortable with all that on it. I was in the theater world a little bit during grade school, so I've had stage makeup on a couple times, and I didn't like it.
That's interesting.
That is interesting.
What was your role?
It was a Jamaican play called, I think it was called Deo or something. And
you were a Jamaican?
And I played the glockenspiel, and I had to put makeup on for some reason. So
you slap a little bass?
Did you go blackface on everybody?
No. It was like a little bit of blush on my cheeks and like a little bit to like make my skin a little brighter, you know.
That's adorable.
But anyway, that was a long time ago. I didn't like it.
Yeah, I guess we take for granted as men not having anything on our face. I guess for girls, you guys just get used to it, right? Just.
Yeah, but you can also be picky about the products that you put on your face. Like, if you're just putting, like, whatever on your face, then yeah, it's going to be, like, itchy or irritated. But if you choose, like, nicer products or put a good, like, layer on before you put it all on, then it just, like, most of the time I don't even notice I'm wearing makeup.
So you feel like you enjoy doing makeup.
I do.
To you, makeup is an art form, almost, which took me a while to understand because I used to not understand it, you know, like, how much work goes into it and the techniques and all this crap we've just talked about. So to me, it makes sense. But some girls are like, screw makeup. Like, I don't like it. I don't want to have any part of it. It makes my whole day longer as far as getting ready goes. I wish girls didn't endorse makeup so much. Do you think there should be more makeup equality for how girls are perceived? As far as, like, what's acceptable within presentability in society?
I don't know that I exactly understand what you're
saying. It's the fact that women that don't wear makeup are second-class citizens, like you said. Do you think that's do you think that's unfair?
And who needs to fix it?
I know I don't think that way or feel that way. Like, if you want to wear makeup and you want to wear tons of it, great, that's your choice. If you want to wear no makeup, you know, you're going Alicia Keys, that's also your choice. Like, I think it's all about feeling good about yourself and in your skin.
So would you feel like you, when you're not wearing makeup, are you more negatively affected by men or by women? Or is it equal? Both sexes treat you poorer if you don't have makeup on.
I would say it's both.
Even?
I'd say it's even, yeah.
Doors open more readily for you when you have your makeup on?
Oh, yeah. People are like, oh, you want a free cookie? Here. Do
this. Yeah, right.
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, right. No. People are just way, way nicer.
People don't just hand out free cookies.
I wish. In my dream world, they do.
That's another podcast. All the sugar Natalie wishes she could eat. Well, I guess it's an interesting dynamic. It's a part of, because culture always has things that distinguish people from one another as far as beauty goes. And I feel like makeup is one of the big ones in our society today.
Well, if you want to know something interesting, makeup was originally created for men back in the day.
Yes! That's they put the white powder on their face.
Yeah, so men would wear a little like bit makeup ghosts. To show their status. To show, like, back in the day, if you were wealthy, you were fat. Because you wanted to show that you had money to eat and eat well. And if you were wealthy, you would also wear makeup to show that your skin was good. That you, you know, just cover up all that stuff.
So you're saying that the Zac Efron of 1600 was a fat, pasty slob.
Yeah, with the big white wig.
That all the ladies were after. That's
and
that's great.
High heels, too. High heels actually were for men originally, too.
What?
Yeah.
Mind blown. Damn.
Well, that's fun. Well, I'm maybe I'll start wearing makeup then, if it'll mean people will treat me better.
Are hipsters gravitating towards makeup, Natalie? Do boys wear makeup?
Because
there's a bunch of makeup artists that you watch that are gay guys that go crazy and put on just crazy colors.
Yeah, but most of them
designs on their face, right?
Makeup artists, so that's kind of their job, you know. But I wouldn't say it's like a like new hipster thing to do.
So straight guys aren't wearing makeup?
No.
And in any social group except theater, maybe?
Yeah, probably not. Maybe punks and goths, but
we're safe. Tay, we're still safe. We don't have to wear makeup.
Oh, thank heavens.
But apparently you want to try,
well,
so.
If it means I get treated better, absolutely. I don't get treated very well at the moment.
Well, you treat people shitty, so they treat you shitty back. We learned that at the beginning of the podcast.
Hey, I don't treat people shitty. That is not true. I'm a delight.
You resent the good
things
you do for people.
Everyone I come in contact with just loves me.
Well. Let's put more people in contact with you on this podcast so we can get more listeners.
Yeah, let's do it.
We need to expose them. Well, Natalie, thanks for coming on and teaching a couple idiots about makeup. I hope it was interesting for some guys out there, especially if they're not married, to know the work that goes into beauty, the art that goes into it. Natalie, any parting words for us?
I have a challenge for all the men out there. Go out and compliment a woman and tell her how good a specific part of her makeup looks. She'll be really impressed that you know the terms blush or eyeshadow or mascara, or tell her brows are on fleek and it could turn out good for you.
Her brows are
on
fleek?
What if she didn't do anything for her brows, though? That would just be embarrassing.
No, because then that would mean that she had natural brows, and she'd be like, oh my gosh, it's natural. Thank you so much.
Oh, okay. All right.
So drop a sweet contour compliment.
Yeah, so here's what you do, boys. You drop a sweet contour compliment. You're like, wow, your contour looks amazing. And then the girl's like, oh, I don't have any makeup on. And then you're like, wow, you have great bone structure.
Is that going to work?
It could work. Actually, I would not start with contour.
Or bone structure.
That might come off a little, you know. But if you say, like,
that's a little serial killer.
Mascara, eyeshadow, brows, then girls would be like, oh, thank you.
Are you giving a phone number guarantee?
I'm not going to give a phone number guarantee, but go out and try it.
Knowing you, you'd be the type of girl that would be like, thank you, and walk away.
And then you'd gossip about it to all your friends about some weirdo said I had good makeup today.
Yeah.
I'm married.
Yeah, but back in the day. I don't feel like that compliment would have worked for me.
I feel like it would have, because when we got married, you knew nothing about makeup.
That's a fact.
You thought you did, but you didn't.
I knew nothing at all.
Ben thought that my face, like my makeup face, was just how I looked.
But that's because you put on your makeup very well.
Well, thank you.
Boom. I really did, though. I know I'm biased 100% here because she's my wife. But Natalie is an excellent makeup artist. So I thought it was natural. And then I saw her natural face, which was also beautiful.
And he was like, yikes. That was not a natural face.
It is different.
Like when,
I think Taylor would agree.
Like when Shrek finds out Fiona's an ogre.
Which was a good thing for Shrek, because he's an ogre.
Exactly. That's why I thought that was an appropriate analogy.
Boom. It's all ogre now. Well, Taylor, good luck out there with your makeup. Try a makeup compliment. You know what, Taylor? This week, you have to compliment a girl on her makeup that you don't know.
Done.
And you have to report back on our next podcast and tell us how it went.
Yeah, and any boys out there, if you guys are trying makeup compliments, right into the pod. Let us know how it goes.
Whoa, plugging it. There's a tweet right there. Tweet it over.
Yeah.
So good luck. It's not going to be easy. Tay, what's your approach? What are you gonna compliment?
I'm probably going to...
Are you just going to
take a feel? I'm going to say, hey, girl, your brows are on fleek.
Don't say it like that.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll be like, hey, I think you applied your foundation really well today.
Maybe see the girl first, see what looks good on the girl, and then do an honest compliment.
Okay. Sounds like I was 0 for 2 there.
I'm trying to think of the safest thing to compliment. I would start with the eyes. Girls love being complimented on
you
their eyes.
You have beautiful
mascara,
eyes.
Lashes.
Your lashes are fantastic.
Sure. That sounds great.
I would say something like, the mascara really brings out the color of your eyes.
If your eyes were candy, I would put them in my mouth right now.
Okay, well, we only get 2 steps forward and then get about 10 steps back with you.
Just throw it out. You can try multiple girls, dude. Well, good luck, dude. I hope for the best.
Thanks.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. Hopefully you enjoyed a couple idiots learning about makeup today. Trying to mix things up for you. February, we're going to be revolving around love and things that people love. So if you want to learn more, tune in for February's podcast. It's going to be good. Tay, last words?
I'm good, man. I'm out of things to say. Let's end this thing.
Well, it's over. Hey, everybody, have a great week. We'll talk to you next week. Peace. We're out.